Welcome. Thank you for coming. Would you like a cup of tea? And now straight on to the good stuff. So the way this little word game turns you into a Spanish speaker is very, very simple. I say something in English, you say it in Spanish, preferably out loud, and then you hear it twice in Spanish. And we keep doing it in that order until we get your brains nice and melted. But. Yes, of course there's a but. In fact, it's more of a big capital letters however. There are three things you have to achieve for the game to work. And if you find them easy, you're very lucky and you become a Spanish speaker startlingly quickly. First, you have to let go of all your preconceptions about learning languages. All of them. All your conscious or subconscious ideas about how it's meant to be difficult, how long it's meant to take, how hard you're meant to work, how you're not naturally good at learning languages, how you've got to memorise lots of complicated grammar and long lists of vocabulary. Forget all that, because as you're about to see for yourself, none of it is true. Second, you have to forget about perfection. Perfection is the worst enemy of speaking another language. Make mistakes, laugh about them, carry on. And when you start talking to other people, make as many mistakes as you can. The more mistakes you make, the sooner you'll be a really confident speaker. Now, this is a psychological challenge. Speaking another language makes you feel as if you've lost your status, as if you become a child again. Don't fight this by aiming at perfection. Embrace it by behaving like a child and playing with the language and making lots and lots of mistakes and not worrying about them at all. Third and finally, you have to forget about perfection. Yes, it really is that important. Remember, this is a word game, and you're not meant to score 100% in games. In fact, you won't be able to, because I'll introduce most new things carefully and clearly, but I'll slip some in without warning you about them, just to keep you on your toes. A first language Spanish speaker would be very, very unlikely to get 100% on this game. In other words, you have permission to make mistakes, you're meant to make mistakes, and making mistakes will help you speak faster and better. Hey, I might even make some mistakes myself, just to show you how important they are. So when you finish one session and you feel as though it didn't all go in, forget about it and carry on. If you get to a session where you can't get anything right, that's the time to stop and rewind and go back a few. But even then, just a few. Don't treat this like a driving test that you have to have perfectly right. Treat it like an off-road, four-wheel drive adventure day and get as muddy as you can. The more you enjoy it, the faster you'll go. And the faster you go, the more you'll enjoy it, as long as the mistakes make you laugh. And if you actually crash and need some help to pull your four-wheeler out of a ditch, just come along to saysomethinginspanish.com. There's always a free therapy session of some kind going on in the forum. Good luck, and go and make some mistakes. Hasta la vista!